Things that could wreck the rally on Wall Street. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The stock market has been on quite a rally for the past several months. The S&P 500 is up 14% since August. And we're going to get a few economic indicators this week that could either fuel that rally or throw some cold water on it. The Consumer Price Index, measure of inflation, out tomorrow. Retail sales for December, out Thursday. Let's go through it with Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
We've got inflation data coming out tomorrow, and I think everyone is looking for the slightest sign of any movement. What are you looking for?
Well, I think it's going to remain well-behaved. You're right. It's one of the key data readings this week. It is something that could sort of ruin the mood if there are signs of inflation. We've seen both energy prices remain well-behaved despite the turmoil in the Middle East, and the employment report on Friday didn't show much in the way of wage growth. So there really isn't much in the way of cost push pressures that could sort of ruin the party right now.
Okay. What about retail sales? Why is that going to be a big one?
Yeah, so we get retail sales for December later in the week. The U.S. consumer is sort of carrying all the water right now. The investment has been missing in action. The economy is being totally driven by consumption. So it really is a key report. The last report was disappointing. December is a big month for consumer spending. So we'll really be watching that one carefully.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thanks.
My pleasure.
There is this global race to adopt 5G, the super fast wireless technology. There's also a race here in the U.S. among lots of companies trying to build and make use of that technology. Last month, T-Mobile launched its own 5G network. Last week, Verizon said it's making more 5G-enabled devices. But it turns out that when we hear companies talk about 5G, they are not all talking about the same thing. There are very different types of 5G out there. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The differences between 5G networks mostly revolve around speed and range. And there can be a trade-off between how fast people can download things and whether coverage can reach people in remote areas. T-Mobile and AT&T operate low-band 5G networks. Frank Gillette at Forrester Research says those aren't the fastest but can transmit data over long distances. And installation can piggyback on existing infrastructure.
All the carrier has to do is upgrade equipment on their towers.
The fastest 5G is known as high band. We're talking download a movie in a few seconds fast. But high band 5G has a smaller range, requires new towers. Also,
it literally can't go through walls.
There is a mid band 5G. Not extremely fast, but with a broader reach, says Brent Skorup at the Mercatus Center.
It's kind of the Goldilocks spectrum. It's the nice blend of capacity plus range.
Verizon and AT&T have been rolling out the speedy high band coverage. But devices and applications will have to catch up for high band to take off nationwide. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The number of Ford vehicles sold in China dropped for the third year in a row. Sales there fell 26% in 2019, according to fourth quarter results. An economic slowdown has hurt the mass market for cars in China, but Ford in particular is behind a lot of other automakers in renewing its lineup of vehicles available there. Ford hopes to reverse the trend by launching 30 new models in China over the next 3 years, 10 of which will be electric.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Oscar nominations are just out, and the nominees are mostly male and white. The Best Director nominees are all male. At the British Film Awards last week, not a single person of color was nominated as Best Actor, not a single woman as Best Director. Last week's Golden Globes were not very different. So is Hollywood getting any more inclusive? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Jordan Peele's thriller Us was a critical hit last year with an almost all-black cast. And that success might make you think Hollywood is becoming more diverse.
Where's Jason? Jason, where's Jason?
And women are getting more attention. 40% of the top grossing movies last year had a woman as a main character, according to a recent study, up from 30% the year before. But women of color aren't seeing the same gains. Only 20% of women with speaking roles were black, 7% Asian, 5% Latina. Darnell Hunt is Dean of Social Sciences at UCLA. He says films and TV shows that are more diverse just do better at the box office.
Quite simply, people want to see their own experiences reflected on the screen.
Hunt says one part of the industry that's embracing diversity is streaming.
Streaming, they're selling subscribers around the globe. And what they're selling, rather than an individual show, is a portfolio, which means that portfolio has to be as diverse as possible in order to attract the largest number of subscribers.
Activist April Rain is the creator of the Oscars So White movement, which back in 2016 protested the award's lack of diversity. Rain says streaming is a relatively young medium and is willing to take more bets, and it's less expensive to do so.
I think it's always easier to make those changes in TV as opposed to big budget film and film that's going to be in the theaters.
She points to Netflix's When They See Us or Hulu's Wu-Tang, an American saga. But prestige still matters. And for some, a statuette means
you may be able to add a zero to your next salary check if you're an actor or actress, or you may not need to audition for that next role.
So it's not just about the recognition of your peers. It's about the doors that recognition opens. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.